KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks here with our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. We'll talk Atlantic boys and girls basketball, wrestling, as well as boys swimming, all coming up here on the program as we hear from head coaches from all those sports. We'll start with boys basketball and Coach Alan Jenkins after this. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we get started with the boys basketball, joined by Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins. Coach, thanks for coming in here this morning.
I appreciate you having me in, Chris.
Well, I guess we'll start off with the recent because it was an exciting game for you last night. Ended up going to overtime, two Hawkeye 10 heavyweights, and just a really good game, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was a high intensity basketball game. Just two teams that were showing an incredible amount of determination out there to win the basketball game. And nothing that LC did last night was easy for them, and nothing that we did was easy for us. I thought it was competition at its best. There were kids on the floor diving for loose balls. Every rebound was contested. Every shot was contested. It was a very much a defensive effort, 54-54, heading to overtime. I can't say enough about our toughness and competitiveness. Were there missed opportunities by us? Yeah, there were. I'm sure Lewis Central feels the same way. But a game like that, it can only make you better. It can only teach you a lot about the game and your team. And we'll recover from this. You know, it's going to be a tough recovery at Kemper Tuesday, but it's a loss that we can't dwell on for too long. But I think our kids understand the growth that's been made as far as toughness, and it was evident again last night.
69-63, the final there as Lewis Central wins it in overtime. It sounded like it was not only a battle of two great teams, but a battle of two great players as well as Chad Moran and Garrett Franken kind of going back and forth there down the stretch.
Yeah, I think it's a couple All-State kids. Moran's first step, and he's so rangy. I mean, he's a rangy, long 6'4 guard that has an explosive first step. And his ability to get into the lane, and we had some pretty good help defense. It wasn't like he was not getting direct line to the basket. Our defense has shown a lot of improvement here. He just made plays. I mean, he hit a couple fadeaway jump shots from 15 feet where you're like, that's a great shot for us, and boom, he hits it, boom, he hits it. And Garrett was countering at the other end. The players on both teams understood who to go to. Both teams executed out of timeouts really well. Both teams executed under pressure extremely well. I don't know if I've ever been a part of a game where when the other team goes up one or two, the other team always came back. We had the lead three different times in a four-minute overtime. And they had the lead in the third and fourth quarter, I don't know how many times, in which we tied it back up. But, yeah, Moran and Franken put on individual performances. Every guy on the floor for Atlantic and Lewis Central, gave a great effort, a winning-type effort. It's unfortunate that we lost the game. That really stings. And you could tell in our locker room after the game that there was just a lot of, boy, that was a lot of hard work to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you already said, you know, it's fun when you got two good teams playing and they're going back and forth making plays down the stretch. That's what you want to see as a spectator and, of course, a supporter in any fashion for either of those two squads. Got a couple of big moments there where Franken hit a three to put you up. They come back and get a foul and one that ties it. And then also, right after that, you got another bucket to go back up, and then he came back down and hit a three, I believe, to take the lead for them. So it's just one of those back-and-forth shootouts.
And then we come back and score again to go back up one. You know, so we had a lead of three, a lead of two, and a lead of one in overtime. Moran countered at all three sequences. But, there was so much on the line. You know, we knew that we were the last team that could probably beat Lewis Central in the conference. And we played like it. We played like a team that knew what was on the line. We showed up. We were well prepared mentally. I think we were well prepared physically. You know, one of the concerns going into the game is how athletic and how strong Lewis Central was, and we just were not going to let them push us around. If they were going to beat us, they had to earn it, and they did.
Well, that's what's so fun, too, I think about this league, and I think your players understand it. You know, even though they've come up on the short end of a few games, there's so many good teams in there. There's going to be so many of those great battles. You know, even in a game like this where, yeah, you want to get the W, but you know you played a great basketball game, you're setting yourself up well for down the road, and I think they have that in mind.
Yeah, and you have to have that in mind. This game can do us a lot of good if we learn from it. I thought for the most part we handled the late game situation stuff fairly well. Down five with a minute or, 2 minutes to go, we tied it up. You know, we didn't try to get a five-point play. We didn't try to do it all at one time to hold them on their last shot at the end of overtime. We do a lot of situational work. I thought our kids have taken a lot of things from practice into games. And as we saw that last night, we know that that's only going to continue as we push through the season.
It was a lot of fun all week long for you, too, because we are talking about the exciting game last night. You had an exciting one on Tuesday night as well on the road at Glenwood. It was a great atmosphere, and I think kind of similar. You know, two teams that were playing pretty well back and forth, and you kind of did enough to hold Glenwood off there throughout the game, especially that third quarter. That was a lot of fun to see a team come out and explode for 28 points like that.
Yeah, the game at Glenwood was another test, a team that's won so much in their gym. I think last 20 home games, they've lost three times. You know, two of them have been to us now, which is a lot of fun for our guys. They love going down there. Glenwood's got a really nice team. It was, once again, we found ourselves trailing at halftime, but we just felt like the opportunity was there in that third, fourth quarter. We had way too many turnovers in the first half. We made it a little bit of an adjustment to how they were pressing. We went to a three across. It kind of took them out of their diamond setting of how they were setting up their pressure. And then we only have one turnover the second half. So then we're getting quality shots at the rim. Leonard was fantastic inside. He dominated the game. Him and Franken, I think they combined for, I don't know, it was 25 rebounds.
Yeah.
they controlled the paint, and it was a great win for our guys. I was happy to see us push through adversity down there in a big crowd and in a crowd that really wanted to beat us. That game also. This was a big week for us. We would have loved to have been 2-0. But I think our team got better, and I think in the long run, that's what's most important.
Well, yeah, really fun week of basketball for your team here, Coach, and now you turn around, you've got another tough one on the road Tuesday night at Kemper Catholic, and a team that you had a real fun game with here at home earlier in the season, so there's no rest for anybody in this conference.
No, there's no rest at all. I would say on paper, that's the toughest game that you have in the conference, going to Kemper's gym. So we've been on a heck of a stretch here. We've spent a lot of time on the road. Finally got a home game last night. We'll be coming off an overtime loss. They're going to be coming off a very comfortable win versus Red Oak. I think we're the team is going to have more urgency on Tuesday. We're going to have to establish a tone that we're a better defensive team now than we were the first time we played them. And we, once again, will have to earn a win up there. If you look at their home scores this year, it has been domination. I mean, they have really taken it to some pretty darn good teams in their gym. and they've left little doubt that they're one of the best teams in the state in their class for a reason. I mean, this Kemper team is they're the real deal.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. We look forward to having for you on the radio as well here coming up on Tuesday night. Coach, thanks for coming in this morning.
I appreciate it, Chris.
That's Atlantic Head basketball coach for the boys, Alan Jenkins. We'll talk a little wrestling and girls basketball and swimming all coming up. And we'll be back on our coach's show in a moment here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. SWTA provides safe, reliable, and affordable transportation to and from preschool or school to students who live in town and are not served by the Atlantic School Bus System. Visit the SWTA office at 1501 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic to register. Modern Roofing specializes in tear-off, re-roofs, layovers, and repairs of any size using 100% American-made products. Give Modern Roofing in Elkhorn a call for your free estimate at 641-431-0335. Atlantic Collision Center handles everything from major accidents to dings and dents, windshield repairs and replacements, and has the only bake booth in town. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757.
Welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. Now getting a chance to talk a little wrestling with Atlantic Head Wrestling Coach Tim Duff. Coach, thanks for your time again.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on. You know, last week when we talked last Saturday, we were getting ready to wrestle the our home tournament, the Roland Dyer tournament. And you know, as a coaching staff, we were pretty pleased with our results from that tournament. Thought our kids performed, you know, pretty well. And so we were excited to get a first place finish as a team at that tournament.
Yeah, a lot of teams coming in, some good competition there. You pick up six individual champions on your way there to the title, and I think you had a few milestones for a few kids along the way as well, so it's always nice to have that success, and especially in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, the kids really enjoy getting a chance to wrestle in front of the, you know, in our own gym and in front of the home crowd there in Atlantic, and you know, that's kind of wrestling with a lot of multi-duels and, you know, tournaments you're away. You don't get a lot of home events. So the kids really enjoy it when they get an opportunity to wrestle at home. So, you know, we were excited. We had, like I said, six champs. Looking at our, you know, six champs, Cole Hansen won the 113-pound weight class. I had a tough match against the number nine ranked 3A wrestler from Ankeny. And it was kind of one of those matches that went back and forth. And, you know, Cole won the scrambles, and he kept wrestling and wrestled out of some bad positions. And along with winning the tournament championship, Cole also picked up his 100th career victory. So 100 wins in his junior year, pretty impressive to get that many wins that quickly. So Cole's won a lot of matches the last 2.5 years. And, you know, looks like he's starting to hopefully round back into form. He's had some tough matches to start the season, but looked real good Saturday. Followed that up at 120, Carter Cox. Carter's a senior for us, picked up another Roland Dyer championship, and I think it was his third Roland Dyer championship. So Carter's had a lot of success in the tournaments, you know, and looked pretty dominant throughout the day in that 120-pound class. At 126, sophomore Chase McLaren. Chase won his second Roland Dyer tournament. And so it was kind of unique. All six of our champions were all returning champions from last year. So it really shows that they've really dominated the field there for a couple of years. And Chase looked real solid again Saturday. Then we jumped up to 160. Mitchell Williamson finished as a runner-up at 160-pounds class, lost to a solid wrestler from AHSD, Pauly, who's been wrestling real well. But Mitchell finished as runner-up and the 160-pound class. And then at 170, Drake Roller won his second in a row Roland Dyer championship. Looked real good in the finals, beating a tough wrestler, Bentley from Red Oak. And it was a tough match the first time around. We thought Drake wrestled a better match this time and controlled the match from the onset and really looked good. At 195, Zach Stork, another senior force, picked up his second in a row Roland Dyer title and you know, looked real good doing it. And along the way, you know, I had some, you know, some pins and looked real solid. And our last champ, John McConkey, at 285, John you know, really dominated the field. And I think he had all bends throughout the day, too. So, and not to, to kind of piggyback on that, on our six champs, Drake Roller at 170 was named the Roland Dyer Outstanding Wrestler. And, you know, we're honored to have Matt Dyer comes back, you know, a former wrestling coach in the area and grandson of legendary Roland Dyer and son of Bob Dyer from Glenwood. And Matt comes back, and he's, you know, kind of helps pick the Outstanding Wrestler Award. And, you know, we were honored, and Drake was honored to be chosen as the Roland Dyer Outstanding Wrestler for 2017. So we were real pleased with those guys that made the finals. And then we had some tough guys that toughed it out on the backside that really made the score lopsided in our favor. I thought we had some guys on the backside that scored a lot of points, came back. You know, you look at Nate Mullen at 220, came back and wrestled hard. Austin Mills came back and did a good job. Connor Pellett came back and wrestled hard. Colby Sorensen came back and got a fifth. So, Abram Moore, you know, so we had some of those guys on the backside that came back and, you know, fought for the team, scored points. And, you know, forgetting Devin Seedlick had a, you know, fought for some team points on the backside too. So it was a complete, you know, team win. I thought the kids wrestled hard and worked to score points throughout the tournament.
Yeah, something on a side note, too, that I saw a comment from Drake earlier this week. Kind of unique and fun for him to be able to stand up there and get that medal and have his dad deliver that medal to him. Chase, you know, has helped your program out for a long time, and kind of fun to see that happen.
Yeah, you know, Drake's dad, Chase Roller. Chase has been in our program for the last 10 years. You know, has helped at the high school, junior high level, and helping us again at both levels, and does a great job working with the kids. And it was fun for you know, Chase to give Drake that medal. I think you know, that was a special moment for him and something they'll always remember.
Yep, and now you get to turn the page here and focus on some other action. You were anticipating a little action during the week, but got to move due to the weather there at Missouri Valley. They decided to cancel that event, and now you have a tournament coming up here against at Eddie ADM, I guess. So what are you looking forward to here? What's going to be some of the tough competition for you?
Yeah, ADL tournament today, you know, it's looking at the, you know, the tournament itself, it's always been a pretty tough tournament. You're going to see, you know, a number of metro schools and some area, you know, some, we see Ames, which we, you know, don't normally get to see Ames through the year. Get to see Dallas Center Grimes. They've got a, you know, a nice program, some tough kids. You throw in some other area schools. Roland Story comes in the tournament. Nevada's in the tournament. And you know, Adel, they're always real solid. Red Oaks in the tournament again, West Central Valley. So, you know, we're going to see a lot of different teams. And this year, Glenwood has joined the Adel tournament, I think, for kind of a one-year contract because of the Glenwood usually goes to Kansas City, I think, this weekend, and a little bit of weather forecast down that way, and I don't think they wanted to be stranded in the Kansas City area, so they're going to come over to Adel on Saturday, and so that's be a good chance for us to see Glenwood and get to wrestle a few of their kids, and it'll help, you know, shake some things up in the Hawkeye 10, and then next week, you know, we actually travel to Glenwood for a duel with Glenwood and Clarinda, so you know, we've got some big matches coming up. Our kids have been working real hard, and hopefully, you know, each kid is focused on, you know, getting better at the areas where they're having some success, you know, keep working on those things and try to perfect those things where they're able to score points, and then also working on areas where they've got some weaknesses so they can eliminate those weaknesses so their opponents can't take advantage of those. So a big time of the year for us, and so far our kids have the right mental approach at this point in the season, Chris.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on the recent success, and we wish you the best of luck here at Adel today. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for all the coverage, and, you know, we've got some great winter boys sports going on right now. You know, the boys basketball team's playing outstanding. I think we've been wrestling pretty well. I think it shows well just on our boys side, our athletics, you know, that we've got some good boy athletes right now, and it's a lot of fun to be associated with that.
All right, that's Atlantic head wrestling coach Tim Duff. We'll be back with more here on our coaches show in just a moment on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Plastic Professionals in Atlantic is currently hiring for production positions. Join a great employee-owned company with an excellent benefits package. Stop in today at 1501 Owner Avenue in Atlantic or apply online at OWNREV.com. Preston Carpentry can do it all, interior and exterior, from drywall, insulation, framing, and siding. They're experienced in pole buildings, plus residential and buildings on the farm. Preston Carpentry, 712-789-9432. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
Welcome back here to our Saturday morning coaches show here on KJN. Now speaking with Atlantic head girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell. And coach, we're speaking here after the game Friday night on the road against Lewis Central. It ends up being a 65-33 loss, but the way the game started was much different. Your team came out and was aggressive getting to the basket, and I thought they showed some much better things to start the game.
You know, we've had a tough week. This is our third game on the road, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. And, you know, we had a very disappointing effort Tuesday night at Glenwood. And so we kind of took Wednesday off and kind of did a little soul searching and within ourselves and just kind of had an hour-long team meeting and just kind of let things out. And I think it's done a lot for us after, you know, had one day of practice yesterday. And you know, we knew to be successful, we wanted to take lots of time off the clock, but yet still attack the basket. And, you know, we did some good things in the first, second quarter. We were able to get Megan Holt in foul trouble, which was huge for us to be competitive. And we got to the foul line a bunch of times, and I thought at the first half shot a good percentage from the free throw line.
Yeah, you're down 8 points at the end of the first quarter, down just 13 here at halftime, you know, on the road against the fifth-ranked team in Class 4A. You know, you don't like to be down, but you knew your team was in it and playing like they had a chance. And I thought they looked much more composed, too. I thought they, you know, slowing the game down, I think, helped them a little bit early.
Yeah, I mean, we had the benefit of seeing the score from Clarinda, and they beat them by about 60. And had 60, I think the score at Clarinda was 60-6 at halftime, so we knew we didn't want to get into a track meet, and we knew we had to be aggressive yet patient. And if they were going to press us, and if we could get a layup off a transition, we would take a layup. But otherwise, we wanted, you know, 6 or 8 passes, and then look for a way to screen and roll and attack the basket. And you know, this was our biggest, I think, step forward that we've had all season. And we followed the game plan. We did a lot of good things. You know, score got carried away in the fourth quarter when, you know, we are subbing and he's still pressing ahead by 30. But we took our biggest step in the right direction against a very darn good team against Lewis Central.
One thing that was a big negative in the game, though, in the third quarter, it really started to turn the ball over a lot more than you'd had the rest of the game. And that's just something that's kind of been bugging your team all year.
Yeah, and tonight it was, they went very simply from a man press to a zone press. And, you know, we weren't able to identify. We repped both of them an awful lot in practice and last night. And just we couldn't make the transition to clearing out to cutting and getting the ball in the middle of the floor. And even through a timeout, and it was just hard for us. And that was a great move. It turned out to be a great move on their part, and it turned a lot of turnovers on our part.
Well, you mentioned a tough week. You had a makeup game against Shenandoah that was, you know, a really tough team as well. And then you turn around here and play a tough one. That one on Tuesday night, I know, was probably the most frustrating because you guys knew you had an opportunity to go out there and get the win and just really didn't play your best. But, you know, this is a positive step, as you mentioned, here on Friday night. And now you've got another tough one coming up here for you on Tuesday against Kemper Catholic. So it's, you know, no rest for the wicked here.
Yeah, the beauty of it is, yeah, there's no downtime. So, you know, we're looking at the possibility of not having school Monday with the weather, who knows, but which means even less preparation time than we'll, you know, so we'll see how it goes. But, you know, the two toughest teams I feel like we played this week, I felt like we played our best. And if we could have played like this Tuesday night or how we played Shenandoah Tuesday night, you know, I would have liked our chances against Glenwood. But for some, we just had a mental letdown Tuesday night. And, you know, the girls are growing, they're learning, they're focused, and they're working hard. So, you know, right now that's all I can ask. I was really proud of how they came out tonight. And, you know, we had a senior with a double-double, and I thought a freshman and a sophomore who played hard and really got after it. And some foul trouble for some of our other girls, and who knows what might have happened. But you know, we're continuing to build, and hopefully we're building towards the end of the season something good.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on the progress here tonight. You know, some steps in the right direction, and hopefully you can carry that over to next week.
We're going to keep working and keep trying. We're not going anywhere.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Kelly Jewell. We'll be back with more on our Coach's Show in a moment here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Barn Burners Bar and Grill in Brayton, featuring all of your favorites, steaks, chicken, burgers, and appetizers in a fun and casual atmosphere. Stop into Barn Burner Bar and Grill on Highway 71 in Brayton. Travis Nelson, your independent Landman's insurance agent in Exira, experienced and licensed in auto, home, life, and health insurance policies. Give Travis Nelson at Landman's Insurance a call at 712-268-7288 or stop in at 119 West Washington Street in Exira. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN, our chance to talk a little boys swimming now with head coach Dean Junker. Coach, thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, Coach, you had your only home duel of the season on Thursday at the YMCA there against the team from Council Bluffs, and your team performed pretty well overall, I think.
Overall, I thought we performed pretty well. I think we were a little down. I know we can do better. Damon was a little sick. Ben was out of the lineup. And the other kids filled in real well. And I think we got 8 out of 11 wins. So it was a good night.
Yeah, 92-68, the final point differential. And as you mentioned, Damon Miller a little under the weather. Otherwise, you probably could have racked up a little bit more points in your favor in that regard with him being fully ready to go.
Yeah, he makes a big difference. He's a big spark plug on that team, and he anchors those relays, and he gives us the punch that we really need.
Were there any of those events in that home event that really stood out to you as either ones that you did really well on or maybe others that you really need to work on?
You know, everybody swam well. They all turned in good times, and they put forth a lot of effort. I just think that with the work we've done, there's so much more there. And a couple of those kids just went out there and they felt after the first 100 yards, they didn't feel the greatest. And I didn't think they got warmed up properly. And, you know, today we get to swim at Fort Dodge. So hopefully we'll get all that ironed out and get all those problems taken care of.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you're on your way to compete there at Fort Dodge. Anything that you're kind of looking forward to there? Are there any teams that stand out to you in that field that is going to be good competition?
Well, if we've got a full lineup, Sioux City would be our biggest competition. Everybody else is going to be there. I think we can do a really good job against. But they're going to score this a little differently. The great thing about this is you can only have one relay per event. Some of these other invites we go to, you can score 2 and 3 relays. So that really gives us a big advantage when we swim in these because we've only got one really good relay.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough kids to fill up all the others. So that really helps us out. Then we can load up on the individual events and try to rack up as many points as we can, and we'll just have to see what happens, but it should be exciting.
Yeah, well, some good competition there, and it's a busy time of year for you as well. You got a lot of events coming up here all kind of in a row here as the weeks get busier, as you start to wind down the season, so I'm sure the boys are really looking forward to having that chance to get out there and compete a lot.
Yeah, I think they understand that they've done the work that it takes to do some good work in that pool and get some good times, and they're ready. They're ready to see what can happen. So we're going to hope they do their best and really have some great results.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the recent success here, and we wish you the best of luck here as you compete there at Fort Dodge.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Swimming Coach Dean Junker. Back with more on our coaches show in just a moment here on KJAN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Electric and Atlantic, in business for over 45 years, covering all your farm, residential, commercial, and industrial electrical needs. Call Brown Electric in Atlantic, 243-5365. Looking for a no-worry account? Try out free checking at Great Western Bank with no monthly fees or balance requirements. We have branches in Atlantic, Oakland, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Missouri Valley ready to serve you. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5 and Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call and they'll mix it any way you want it. R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. And that wraps up our Saturday Morning Coaches Show this morning here on KJN. Our thanks to Atlantic head basketball coach for the boys, Alan Jenkins, for the girls, Kelly Jewell, head swimming coach Dean Junker, and wrestling coach Tim Duff. We'll hear from all of them next week once again at 8:30 here on KJN.